Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down and talk to the coach like we do each and every week. And, Coach, before we get to Miami, congratulations. Opening night win against Arizona. A lot of unproven things in that game, a lot of new faces. How do you feel the team came through it?
You know, I thought our guys competed really hard. Players had a good week of preparation. We really put a lot into the game, in the meetings, the walkthroughs, the film study. And then we went down there and competed for 60 minutes and against a good football team, obviously on the road. And we didn't do some things to help ourselves with the turnovers and some penalties and things like that. So we just fought through some adversity, but I was really proud of the team. I thought they showed a lot of mental toughness and their competitive spirit, and that's what we need to do.
We'll talk about your quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, instead of all the snaps and everything that we do seeing for what the fans see on TV, I'm sitting there, I'm watching the game, and I'm watching their action outside the huddle, the handling of the positional groups, the clock management. Seems just everything went smoothly for him. How would you assess his first start?
You know, I thought he did a good job. Certainly it was a good defense and playing on the road, a tough place to play down there. You know, not perfect. There are a lot of things that we can all improve on, and I'm sure, you know, that we will as a team and each individual will. But you know, I thought Jimmy handled the situation well and, you know, gave us an opportunity to, you know, to win and made some plays to help us win. So that's what the quarterback's job is.
All right, especially with the people in front of him. News came down late in the week. No Nate Solder, no Rob Gronkowski. You had two rookies starting at the guard position. You had a second-year center in David Andrews. Two brand-new tackles, even though they've been in the system for a while. So were you worried going in that, you know, we got to hold this thing together? And Scar seems like he did a heck of a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dante, you know, does a great job preparing those guys. But, again, I think those players are, you know, they're good players. They competed hard. And, you know, Arizona gave us some problems. I think we gave them some problems. I mean, it was a good competitive game. We had 23 points, and that was without any turnovers on defense. So, you know, we had to move the ball to, you know, to earn those points. And, you know, we left some things out there on the field that we can improve on. But, you know, overall, I thought we hung in there pretty well against a good football team.
Okay, on to the Miami Dolphins. Watched a lot of that game prior to our game the other night, and it seems like a pretty darn good football team, offense and defense. It's a new coach, in essence, a new system, but a lot of the same faces for those Miami Dolphins. As a coaching staff preparing for the game, do you go back on old tape, or do you look at the faces that are out there and, hey, these are the guys we play, this is how we're going to get ready to play them?
Right, well, first of all, we can look at the game at the end of the season last year in January, and no, that wasn't very good. We couldn't do much of anything in that game. Barely had 100 yards of offense other than James White's long catch and run play. They had 450 yards of offense, 350 passing. So, you know, we just didn't do anything very good against a lot of the same players. You know, that being said, the scheme is a little bit different this year because of the new coaching staff. So I think we have to find a way to compete better against their players and also handle the scheme things that Coach Gase and Coach Joseph and Coach Rizzi run on offense, defense, special teams that are, you know, unique, you know, to the team. This year and not anything we saw in the past. So it'll be a combination of those things. But, you know, it's a good football team. They have a lot of talented players. They've added a lot of talented players from last year. They're a much bigger team in the secondary as an example. So there's a lot of things we're going to have to do better than we did last year and to be competitive.
Two big defenses you're going to face, two really good defenses in a row here. But when you look at Miami, do you think they're deeper in size as far as their front seven, especially the big down three?
Yeah. Well, their front four are very disruptive, and they come hard every play. They get out there and hit those gaps, and they cause a lot of negative plays in the running game. They hit the quarterback, and they get a lot of holding penalties because they get into the gap, and the linemen just can't get them. And, you know, now it's a second and 20 or, you know, first and 25 or, you know, it's some long yardage situation. So all those factors are make it tough to move the ball against them. Negative runs, pressure on the quarterback, and penalties. We've got to find a way to eliminate those and still be able to, you know, move the ball far enough to pick up first downs and score.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question from Tony in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. And asking about conditioning. You guys are into the season now. It's not preseason. Do you let the players handle their conditioning on their own, or do you have a system where, okay, when we get towards the end of the year, we pull back on it a little bit?
Yeah, we try to manage the conditioning. There's some things we do as a team. There's some things we do individually. Some players, for example, played a lot of football in Arizona. Some players didn't play very much. Some players didn't play at all. So based on that game itself, that changes the conditioning for those different categories of players, depending on which category the player falls into. So the short answer is we try to stay on top of the conditioning with everybody. It's not the same for everybody. And certainly, you know, receivers and defensive backs that are running, you know, a lot during the game, sure, is a different type of conditioning than the linemen who are not running as far, but they're pushing heavy loads and heavy bodies on a down after down basis. And it's just a different type of conditioning. So we have to, you know, build up both and work on both. And it's different for different players.
All right. We're going to do the Belestrator later. A little Ndamukong Suh, a little disruption.
I think he'll be in there.
All right, good stuff. Everybody stay right there. More of Patriots All Access right after this, and then you'll see the Belestrator.